What's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
If you're an HVAC technician and a call comes in, Grainger knows that you need a partner that helps you find the right product, fast and hassle-free. And you know that when the first problem of the day is a clanking blower motor, there's no need to break a sweat. With Grainger's easy-to-use website and product details, you're confident you'll soon have everything humming right along. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
With all the Raising Cane's chicken finger options, it was an impossible decision.
How about a box combo? Good.
No, I want a Caniac combo with extra cane sauce, no slaw, two extra toasts, and a half sweet tea F lemonade.
Celebrate the holidays with Raising Cane's chicken fingers. One love.
Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Are you looking for a new way to put your skills to work? Explore new options in the fintech industry at Currency, a Sandhills global company. They have full-time spots in financial sales, compliance, operations, and other fields. Also, 4.5-day work week, attractive benefits package, and opportunities for advancement. Visit gocurrency.com/careers to learn more today. You're still muted, Bill.
Bill's muted in Curtis. He's in Curtis,
there
Nebraska.
Now he's back.
And here's the best part about that.
Yeah.
I yelled finance.
Did you seriously? Can you yell one more time?
I yelled finance. 100%. I yelled, I am and finance. And it went just. And dang. I wonder what the room next to me thinks. I really don't. Imagine all of a sudden just you're just in the room next to you and you just hear Randy or something. Oh, man.
Hash hole.
Can you say that? Is there someone next to you for sure?
Actually, on the one side, yes, but we're right now there's not on the side where my computer is. There's not anyone next to me because it's a stairwell.
Okay.
God dang
it. So I'm safe on this side. So it wouldn't have been horrible.
I just
not
saw
compared
Bill.
To where I was at the cobblestone in Hardington where people were knocking on the door, on the wall.
I just saw Bill. He's joining us remote from Curtis. I just saw him on the screen.
Yeah.
I didn't want to see him because I want to just imagine what's going on.
But he's in the piano room.
I know.
You've seen the piano room before.
I know, but I wanted to imagine what he looked like. Now it's all right in front of me on your computer.
Well, sorry to hear that.
I just can't unsee it.
I saw him the whole time. It is time, without further ado, for a Wednesday edition of Bill's Thrills. Here we go.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Oh, yeah.
Is it going to be a bonanza?
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach. But to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. Have you seen? I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break.
As always, Bill's Thrills sponsored by our friends at Dinert Contracting. The king of remodels for your kitchen, bathroom, whole house, and more. Please call or text Randy at 402-417-5204. Dinert Contracting. We love
it. What's interesting, Randy is working on some projects for some friends of mine who are putting their bids together. So I followed up with him last night. You know what he did?
What's that?
Text back immediately. Complete details of when the meetings are, what they're going to do, and here's the next step. Just complete communication. So if you want to have your remodel done extremely well, remember he's the basement magician. So you want to work on your basement. Like I said, he's the guy to call. Randy Dinert, the king.
Dinert. How you spell the last name?
D-E-I-N-E-R-T.
Okay.
And his phone number, if you want to call or text again, 402-417-5204. Go ahead, Bill.
We're going to start off with a audio clip, and then we have a combination of Wildcard Wednesday and cool parenting tips combined. Wild Card Wednesday, and cool parenting tips combined, if that's okay with Steve.
That's perfect. That's perfect.
Okay. Let's play the audio.
This is from Clark Lee, Vanderbilt coach. Here we go.
Oh,
control over this at Alabama and at Texas, and we did not do enough. I think it's really important that we take ownership over the things that we did have control over, rather than complain about, you know, whatever decisions are being left out. Like, we can't be victims in this situation, because I think there's a level of entitlement that exists in that cuts against the kind of DNA of our program. So the conversation was, hey, the world expects us to be disappointed right now, but what we are is excited. We have a great opportunity, and it's a great celebration on a tremendous bowl stage in a great city against a really challenging Big Ten opponent. As football people,
go ahead, Bill. Yep, that's Clark Lee.
So it did an incredible job, because right now the storyline of the last probably 30, 40, 50 years of college football would be what right now? It'd be Vanderbilt. If it wasn't hijacked in a good way by Cignetti, because Vanderbilt, what they have done is remarkable. And they have to sit there. If I'm Pavi and I'm watching that game Saturday, he sees himself probably as the leader going into that game to win the Heisman from Vanderbilt.
Mm-hmm.
And probably not now. It'll still be interesting. Remember, the voting used to happen before that. It used to be done. He probably would have already had it won. So it's very, very interesting how that stuff plays out. With it. But here's the part that I would have for cool parenting tips. And it just came in directly off of Clark Lee. No need for an apology letter. Try this. Be better. Tell your kids to be better. If there's a setback and things didn't go right and you missed a putt or this didn't happen, I'm not getting enough playing time, be better.
Yep.
That's exactly what Clark Lee said. You want to be in the playoffs? Be better.
Mm-hmm.
Beat Texas. Beat Alabama. We had our chances. And now people are so caught up in trying to compare the two losses. They're the only ones that I heard just said that we had opportunities and we're thankful for it. And let's just be better.
Mm-hmm.
And that part of it, his interview was incredible with what he brought up during that time. And I couldn't imagine a bigger case for culture on a team. And then later on, he talked about just the fact that people, you know, opting out of bowl games. And he's like, no, we like football here. We're going to play football here. And if that wasn't a culture and recruiting avenue for him, I don't know what was. Because I know when you got done listening to that, it's like, okay, that's the guy. And the reason I can say that I know what he's like is the day after they beat Alabama in Nashville a year ago, I was in his office the next day.
Mm-hmm.
I was in Nashville. I went office. He goes, Bill, come on down. We sat and talked in his office for 30 minutes. Just a normal person. And there was nothing like, how about that? How about what we just did? See, Vanderbilt, we're real now. Nope. Didn't say a word about that. Just talked about the process, what was going on. Had a great conversation with him. It was absolutely awesome. And so, like I said, if for cool parenting tips, you know, if that things aren't going your way, be better. Mm. That's all I've got.
I like that. From YouTube, Troy says, Clark Lee's comments were absolutely perfect. Well said, Bill. Well said, Clark, on that one.
So you don't want to bring up Notre Dame?
No.
Yeah.
I mean, that is what
they
it is.
Quit.
They went the opposite direction.
The one thing,
direction. The
one thing
the
that is
direction.
Universal is that Notre Dame is taking shots across the bow from everyone. It's not like, well, I saw Gene Chizik on another podcast. I mean, there's not the was it Yormark? Was it the Big 12?
Yes.
Commissioner went after him directly about how he's going after the ACC commissioner.
Well, he went after Bavakwa, the Notre Dame AD.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. He just said it was completely egregious how he's treating the whole situation,
This sympathy tour is not going well for Bavakwa. He's not getting any sympathy from anybody. Really.
It's a remarkable tour. It's remarkable.
It's not going well for him in terms of people feeling bad for him.
No, it's remarkable what he's doing. This full embrace of victim. Like, it's a full embrace. Like, it's amazing what he's doing. It's a terrible look.
I mean,
terrible look.
You know, BYU's over here 11-2 again, and they're happily going to the Pop-Tarts Bowl. They thought they had a conversation at the playoff. Nope, we're going to the Pop-Tarts Bowl.
So BYU's playing.
Yeah, they're playing Georgia Tech in the Pop-Tarts Bowl.
Well, that's a good bowl game. Yeah, I don't.
And the biggest thing is also, you lost me for a second there. I apologize, guys.
That's okay.
Is that there's no repercussions for Notre Dame. At least there was a fine of some sort with Kansas State and Iowa State, there's no repercussions for not playing. And they're talking about it being a $30 million hit for ESPN, because that game, Notre Dame versus BYU, the viewership would have been huge. And so that doesn't happen now just because of the opt-outs. And it's just not a there's just no way it's a good look, especially when you have a redshirt freshman quarterback. So please don't ever say that we need these practices. This is good for us to practice more, because there's a lot of guys on that team that could like to practice and like to play. And same way with Iowa State, and same way with Kansas State.
It's meaningful in that regard. I wonder how this Florida State elected to play when they got, they were wronged, and they went ahead and played in a bowl, but really didn't show up.
You mean 63-3 game?
Yeah.
Against Georgia? Yeah.
They elected to play, but I still thought Florida State played the victim card too much too.
They did play.
And then see, why do I bring it up? Because I think it had long-term impact on their program. The way they handled their feeling of being wronged, I think it had a what? I think they didn't help
Let's
themselves.
Let's not forget, they were wronged, I agree. But who was more wrong? Sorry, we got a delay right now, so I apologize.
You're good. I hear you.
I'm not trying to talk over anyone.
No, you're fine.
But the worst part was Georgia. Georgia was number one that year and went to fifth, and they showed up for the bowl game. Kirby got his guys ready to play. And they went, talk about disappointed, they went to a SEC championship game, lose to Alabama, and they go from 1-5.
Hey, guys, Jake Sorensen. The holidays are almost here, and if you still have names on your list, don't panic. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. You'll discover presents that feel meaningful and personal, never rushed or last minute. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, unique, and often handmade or made in the U.S. Many are crafted by independent artists and small businesses, so every gift feels special and thoughtfully chosen. For example, I just got a Miami Dolphins whiskey board that fits my bar perfectly in my basement with four glasses for tasters when friends come over. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, from book lovers and sports fans to foodies, mixologists, and gardeners. You'll find unforgettable gifts that are anything but ordinary. Every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3.1 million to date. So don't wait. Make this holiday the year you give something truly unforgettable. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays, decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa, got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments, Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels, Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
See, what I'm getting at, Bill, thank you for pointing that out. What I'm getting at is mindset, and it's really important. Notre Dame, I think, there's some risk in what they're doing, I think. When you go down that road of playing the victim and we're not going to play in a bowl, I think that can affect your program. I'm not saying it will, but I think it can. Whereas Georgia wronged, but we're going to, you know what? We're gonna play.
And they won by 60.
Right. We're going to play and we're going to flex. Because we get to play. We get to play. I think it does matter. And I think people are more drawn to that mindset than Pete Bavakwa going on whatever show, any show, that ask him and laying out all his grievances for the world to hear. Nobody really cares about your grievances.
Yeah, right? They don't. You complain about
people don't care.
Yeah, they don't.
No. They don't want to hear it.
No.
They don't want to hear your grievances, Jake.
I don't air them.
They don't want to hear mine. Nobody cares. So just
interesting story that I took from Joey yesterday. You talked about the, you know, not we're going to boycott the bowl game. When Coach Solich got let go, Joey was on the team.
Okay.
And there was a, I don't know if it's overriding, but a lot of conversation. The way to handle this is to boycott the Alamo Bowl. And that was when Bo Pelini was named the interim.
Right.
There was conversations from within.
Okay.
They're not, we're going to show them because they fired Solich and we're not on agreement with this. And we're going to show them. And there was a team meeting and Bo came in and just like, hey, everyone sit down, stop. We're playing in the bowl game. Just knock it off. And everybody's like, oh yeah, what are we thinking? You're right. That was it. That was the end of it.
Leadership.
People talked about it.
Leadership.
A couple of people sat around the locker room and said, yeah, that's what we're going to do. We're going to boycott this thing. We'll show them. And then Bo, taking over as the head coach, did a great, just said, no, stop. We're not doing that. We're playing. We're Nebraska. Knock it off. Get your stuff on and go practice. And they're like, yeah, okay. Sounds good to me, coach.
That's beautiful. That's leadership. It's frankly what Frost should have done. That's a little more complicated after the COVID season. Instead of leaving it to a vote, 2020, instead of leaving it to a vote, just going in the room and saying, we're not voting. We're playing. All right. This is not a vote.
Things weren't going great at that point, right, Steve? But that could be looked at the same way as a demise, right?
Yes. I think so. Now, Bill, I would, in Frost's defense, COVID complicates that discussion because there's a worn out team that had just got back from Rutgers at 4 a.m.
A game that they won, though, by the way.
They won that game, though, right?
Build on that. They looked good in that game. They ran the ball so well in that game.
Thank you for pointing it out. And where Bill Moose was critical is, why are you leaving it to a vote? I mean, what are we doing? Don't vote. Just you walk in and say,
also,
we're playing the bowl game.
That bowl game have,
go ahead.
Wouldn't that bowl game have taken place, Steve, within like a week or so? Because it was already into December.
Yes.
So it would have like the next week. So it wouldn't have been like, well, we got to do bowl practice for 3 weeks. They'd have been playing like within like a week, kind of like Washington and Boise State are doing now.
Correct.
Now, the one complicator in that discussion, I'm just trying to provide balance, is I think there were guys, a lot of them probably, that had flights home for the holidays and would have had to cancel. Is that a big deal in your mind? There was
no.
Okay.
You're on a football team, right, man. You play football.
God bless you, Jake.
Yeah. Bill.
You get so many guaranteed. It's kind of like this year. You get football, the amount of time you put in per time that you get to play, it's the most ridiculous numerical stat you've ever seen.
Ratio.
The amount of time. Yeah, the ratio. Think about this. In basketball, when the clock's running, the game's live.
Mm-hmm.
In football, when the clock's running, people are in huddles.
Right.
They're not. They're the actual time you're actually playing, and you only get 12 guaranteed, and you work really probably 340 days out of the year. You get about 25 days off for the whole year. 340 days of the year, you work to play in 12 guaranteed games, hoping to get a 13th. So you don't get very many opportunities. That's not how it works. And there's no pickup football games. And so I just see it a little bit different with that. The opportunities you get to play, it's so limited.
Bill, the headline one more time, please. Do you have that pulled up still?
Yeah, I can do it really, really quick. Thank you. Got it right here.
Mm-hmm.
No need for an apology letter. Try this. Be better.
And that is Bill's Thrill, sponsored by our friends at Diner Contracting. It is time to play the game show. Give us a call right now at 464-5685. Your chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe. Today's topic is from, it's a Wild Card Wednesday. It is 70s songs, 1970s music.
Oh, yes.
I'm going to give you the name of the song. You tell me what band or singer sang that song.
Okay.
So if you think you know your 1970s music, call us right now at 464-5685. Shut Up Simple starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, Shut Up Simple! No, sorry. I'm sorry. Well, here's your chance. It's time to Shut Up Simple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
464-5685. Call it down, Sip and Bill in trivia. Today's topic, 1970s music. You guys are 2-0 on the week, looking for a winning week by Wednesday.
Oh, this is awesome.
The improvement from last week.
Okay, lock in.
Today's our caller. We have Scott. Scott, how do you feel about 1970s music today, Scott?
I feel great. Thanks, Jake.
Okay, Scott.
Wow. Scott, I'm going to Bill's somewhat mute, so I'm going to ask you, Scott, what is your age and where are you from?
I'm here in Lincoln. I'm 43.
43.
Okay.
All right. All right, Scott, first question goes to you, Bill, a lifeline for Sip for one question as always. Scott, what band sang the 1977 song Mr. Blue Sky? It's for you, Scott.
How about Bread?
Bread.
Bread!
It's not Bread.
David Gates and Bread.
It's not Bread. Now Sip.
Give him a correct answer just for coming up with Bread.
David Gates and Bread sang Goodbye Girl. They didn't sing that song. Did you like Goodbye Girl, or was that a little too sappy for you, Bill?
Is that the one where he left the diary? She left her diary underneath the tree. I started reading about me.
You're incredible. You are way smarter than you let on. Okay.
Are you taking this one or not?
Yes. ELO.
ELO is correct.
Brilliant.
Back to a 1-0.
Electric Light Orchestra.
That's right. 1-0 lead for Sip. First question, Sip. Up 1-0. What artist sang the 1978 song, Do You Think I'm Sexy?
Oh, for crying out loud. You are just a layup. That's like a B. I'm going to do a reverse left-handed layup on that one. Okay. What's the song again?
Do You Think I'm Sexy?
It's none other than Rod Stewart.
That is correct. 2-0 lead.
Bill knew that one.
Yes, he did. To stay alive, Scott, last question down 2-0. What band sang the 1970 song Layla? Scott, you're down 2-0. You got to get this one right. Layla. L-A-Y-L-A. Layla.
That would have been Crosby, Stills, and Nash.
No, it would not.
No, it's not.
No. Who was that, Sip? You know who
well,
that was?
I'm going to defer to Bill. I'd like to get Bill
involved.
You've
already won the game. It's over, so.
I'd like to get Bill involved. Go ahead, Bill.
But it's Layla, not Lola, right?
No, it's Layla.
It's
yeah.
not the Kinks. Lola. It's not the Kinks.
Not the Kinks.
Not the Kinks. That's what I was thinking. Yeah, that's what kind of threw me a little bit. That can't be right. I thought it was Eric. I don't know. Is it Eric Clapton?
It's Derek and the Dominoes. It was
okay. Now, yeah. Bill, this is why I wanted to discuss this. This is a trick one.
Clapton wasn't. Was it?
That's Eric Clapton. Yeah. So if you would have said Eric Clapton, yes. You'd be technically right. So it was Derek and the Dominoes?
Derek and the Dominoes is the name
of
the band.
That's a tricky one. That's
Eric Clapton tricky one. But that wasn't in the 70s, but that's who sang that, didn't he?
It was 1970 for Layla.
That's a tricky one. Now, what if we would have said Clapton?
I thought about that, but I probably would have given it to you.
Yeah, I think you had to.
Yeah, but you won regardless. It's 3-0.
Hey, Bill, we're 3-0.
One for you, and then we'll do tiebreaker. What band sang the 1978 song Sultans of Swing?
Oh, come on, Jake. Come on.
Oh, got it.
Dire Straits.
Dire Straits is correct. And, Bill, how old is Rod Stewart, tiebreaker?
Oh.
86.
Over, under.
Oh, he's got to be under that. I would say 81.
How about 80 on the dot for Rod Stewart? Okay. How old?
Okay. He's still performing. He's 80.
Yeah.
He's been to Lincoln at least once or twice.
I saw him.
You did?
Yeah, I saw him with Santana. It was a fabulous concert. It was.
That was like 2015, maybe?
Santana opened for him. It should have been reversed. I thought he should have opened for Santana. Santana was fabulous.
Is that your last concert you have been to, that one?
No, we went to Guns N' Roses.
Oh, that's right. I forgot
that was
about
good too.
That.
Tricks like that. That might have been the last one.
Though. Okay. Bill, you're sticking around for hour three or not?
I am not. I'm out, guys.
All right,
have
Bill.
A good day.
All right, we'll see you. We'll see you on Friday. Thanks for joining us. Thank you for joining us, Bill. Well, we'll see you on Friday. Hour three is next with Sean Callahan next on Early Break on the Ticket.